94QMZ. I'm switching out a radio and antenna. Is anybody available? Give me a signal check, please. 94QMZ.
Station calling for signal check KA2TXJ. Signal strong, solid into the repeater. Audio is a little low, but other than that, sounds good.
I appreciate that. Let me just check one more. This is at 5 watts. Hang on to it.
If you're on a portable, it sounds pretty good. There's a little bit of hash noise on the signal, but readable.
Okay, this is at 10 watts. Any better?
Not much, no. About the same.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Send for QNV. Thanks again.
Sure, no problem. KA2TXJ.
DJW Mobile.
From Q-Tango Mobile.
How you doing?
For a Wednesday morning. Headed to the grocery store.
Horn's about used up, all of it, but about 10 minutes. W4DJW.
Yeah, it is. And hey, I thought you were going to email me or text me Dave's number.
Oh, I didn't do that. I was going to say we've been through this once already, but we have, and I was going to send it to you as well. I thought I did that. I think I was looking it up, and something distracted me. You know how it gets when you're older, right?
And wait till you get my age.
Well, I'm pedaling as fast as I can. It seems like I pedal less. The less I pedal, the faster I go.
Personally, hope you never catch me.
I agree. But eventually, we're all going to catch each other, one way or another. We haven't figured out how to not do that yet.
I got that right. You definitely got that right. Where are you off to today, Dave?
Well, I just discovered where the Greer Recycling Center was. I had an old workout bike that Amy had that she wanted me to get rid of. And so we put it in the garage, and it's been an eyesore in the garage for about a month and a half. So today was the day that it found its way to Greer Recycling Center. I don't know what they'll do with it. And that, and taking trash off and picking up dry cleaning and, you know, all those honeydews.
Stationary bike I want to get rid of eventually, but I don't have a truck to carry mine around, carry it around in. And it won't quite go in the back of my current vehicle, so I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It just sits in the bedroom right now. I don't have a garage to put it in.
It barely went in the back of my truck. I thought I was going to have to take the camper cover off of it to get it in there, but I didn't. But it wasn't easy. I wanted to put an old broken office chair in there, too, and take them both at the same time, but there was no way. I got to make another trip for the office chair.
I both got the same kind of stuff we're getting rid of. I've got an old stationary bike I want to get rid of. I've got an old office chair I want to get rid of. And I've got some old appliances I want to get rid of, you know. Air fryer and crock pot and things, some things like that that I need to get rid of, just trying to get rid of, you know.
Yep, I know. Got to make time for it. I'm trying to combine that with getting my dog, Maggie, accustomed to being out and about in the truck. And today was the first time after the first trip she volunteered to go on the second trip. So I think she's starting to like it a little bit.
She likes to travel, but she doesn't travel well anymore. I mean, of course, mine is over 16 years old, and she's got health issues. So she doesn't travel as well as she used to.
Well, when she's starting to get those issues, I'd take her to the vet and have a place on her back removed from her back, so she's got stitches now across her back, and she's getting where she blinks when we go past the stand of trees, because she kind of dodges her head like she thinks somebody's going to hit her. And she's never been hit in her whole life, but and the doctor said that wasn't cataracts. He said that's just, you know, she can't see as good as she used to.
Really a whole lot they can do for my dog. Like I said, she's over 16 years old, and she's outlived both of her breeds that she's a mix with, so, you know, it's hard to see it, but I'm just trying to keep her, feeling the best I can for her, take care of her, feed her, you know, walk her when she'll go out, things like that, but and then clean up if she doesn't make it out. So, you know, it's you've had a pet this long, you know, you don't want to lose it, but sometimes it reaches a point where you got to do something about it. So I'm trying to avoid that for a little bit longer, but not for too much, obviously. Right now I'm headed to the grocery store, another one of those high-priced places.
In reverse, I'm backing in the driveway, and I'm going to load up the chair and make my last trip out today, I hope. It'll be the third trip, last one. Anyway, good luck with your grocery shopping. Hope you find what you're looking for. And I hope your doggy makes it a lot longer, but 16 is getting on up there. 12 is, too, for doggies. Anyway, maybe I'll catch you when you're on your way home from the grocery store. I'll probably be out and about again. W2T, W4DJW.
Okay, and don't forget to send me Dave's phone number, W2T Mobile.
W2T, KA3JCA.
Hey, W2T, go ahead.
I overheard you say you were getting rid of a crock pot. I don't know what size yours is, but I'm in dire need of a lid. My mother-in-law knocked my lid off the counter and it busted. I have it's either a 6 or 7 quart crock pot, and I'm looking for the lid.
A lid or a round lid? Because I have both. I have crock pots of both styles, and I'm only keeping the one with the oval lid, so I've got a round one I got to get rid of.
Okay, yeah, the one that I need is the oval.
No one, so I can't help you there, but, you know, if I could, you'd be I'd be willing to give it up. I'm just trying to get rid of, trying to clean out the house. My age, I don't need a lot of this stuff, and trying to clean off countertops. So, things like that need to go. I even got a coffee maker I'm trying to get rid of, too. So, a lot of things have gathered up over the years, and now I need to get rid of them.
That about 2 weeks ago, and we still got more to go through, but we took a bunch of stuff over to Miracle Hill and Malden and over to the Goodwill right here off of Woodruff Road, so and we dropped stuff off there, so they can always make a little bit of money off of it and put it to good cause. But thank you anyway. I just happened to hear that, and I just wanted to double check. You have a wonderful day today, KA3JCA.
Okay, no problem. I will probably end up loading all of this stuff I've got up and taking it over to the Salvation Army. I don't give to Goodwill anymore after I found out what their CEO makes and what little they actually use for the supposed good they do. It turned me off from supporting them. So, but that's my personal opinion. Anyway, have a good day, W2T, and I'm going to go clear because I'm almost at a grocery store.
KA3JCA.
W4DJW, still there, Rusty? 4DJW Mobile.
Good afternoon, Dave, KO4HX.
How's it going?
I'm good. I hear enjoying a beautiful day. I hear you out there running around trying to get some errands done.
Raise your head up every now and then and look around. It's kind of nice, huh?
It is. Imagine it's pretty nice for you to be out here in the sunshine today.
It is. I thought it was going to be raining all week. I thought Tuesday was the only day, like 30% chance on Tuesday, and every other day it was, and you know, over 50% chance. But looks like that weather might have moved out.
Anyway, I mean, it's nice over here where I'm at, and easily this afternoon or today.
You sound really, really clear, too, over there. Yesterday, Shane was in that area, I think, and it was difficult to hear him. I guess all this changing of weather's causing temperature inversions and driving VHF good one day and bad the next.
There was a lot of people scratchy yesterday, no matter where they were at.
One of the things Ray used to say, did you ever know Ray? Were you on here when Ray was on?
Never got to talk to him.
Well, he had been here since this repeater was put up. So he was the authority on everything, just about. But one of the things he used to say is people thought VHF wasn't affected by weather, but it is, as is apparent. We get used to it working really good all the time, and all of a sudden it the weather changes and it doesn't work as good, and the first thing you think is something broke.
KO4 ATX. Yeah, I've noticed it since I've had my license. Like my drive in of a morning, the black hole there, the edge of it moves a good mile or two different. So yeah, I've noticed it quite a bit.
When you get to a place like that that's marginal every day, day in and day out, I had the same experience when I went to Charlotte. Because some days Gene would follow me all out. I don't know if you knew Gene either. Probably not. I think he was Simon Key. WP4ZBZ was his call sign. He used to talk me into Charlotte every day. For 10 years just about he did that. And he could tell where I was on what day by what I sounded like. He'd tell me, you're getting ready to cross over such and such a river. And sure enough, I'd either just done it or I was about to do it. He knew it really, really good, propagation inside and out.
The same route like I do, you learn where that stuff's at real quick, and you just deal with it and move on.
It's advantages and disadvantages, you know, just like cell phones. They got their advantages and disadvantages. But all in all together, we're able to communicate a whole lot better than we were when I was a kid.
And this still works better than a cell phone ever thought about working.
Can you imagine going back to the days before you were a ham and before cell phones? Do you ever think about what it was like back then? You'd be gone, or somebody would be gone from your house, and neither one of you would really know about the other one, right, your spouse. You wouldn't know whether they were okay. They wouldn't. But nowadays, it's text messages and quick phone calls. There's no pulling over and hunting for a telephone to put a dime in the slot or a quarter in the slot. Well, the world really has changed in terms of communications capabilities.
Last, what, 25 years, there's been a huge change in accessibility to communication. And I'm not going to say all of it's been for the good either.
I guess that helps. But it's kind of like the Industrial Revolution back in the turn of the century. Imagine what it was like with horse and buggy before Henry Ford created the factory that put cars out on the road. Horse and buggy was it, you know? If you were a blacksmith, you were like bleeding edge technology.
And sometimes I think about growing up, how things were different without some of the technology we have now, and you know how this technology was supposed to make our lives easier, but I think all it's done is add more to it, and we're busier now than we were back then.
We're able to accomplish more, so we want to do more, so we want more. So as you're capable of doing more, you want more, so you do more. Yeah, eventually we'll learn how not to have to sleep. Isn't that a waste of time, sleeping and eating? Shouldn't we be able to take one pill a year and we don't ever have to eat again for that whole year? It'll get there one day.
It might, but I hope it's not in my lifetime.
Mine either, but it'll happen with the way technology is expanding and the way we're understanding how our bodies work and what's best for them. And of course, that is kind of lagging in the arena of all the things that we're progressing in. Seems like they still know less about our human bodies than how much they've learned percentage-wise about other things that are going on in the world.
And the human body is still a huge mystery to people, and I think it will be for quite some time.
Yeah, it's amazing if you ever just stop and think about it. It is truly amazing how all that stuff comes together to work. That's mind-blowing. Anyway, I'm about here at the transfer station, so I got to get out and unload this chair, and then I'll be back if you're still around. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
My next stop, so I'm going to run in here and take care of these guys right quick, but I will probably be around because this one's usually pretty quick. So, 73s for now, Dave. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
All right, catch you later. W4DJW clear. DJW Mobile.
Hey, I'm back also, Dave.
Well, that didn't take long, did it?
Same thing everywhere else. No employees anymore.
Down to a one-man shop.
The owner.
When I was growing up, a lot of guys that had their own shop did their own thing. I guess it's going back to that temporarily, huh?
Owners are deciding to get out of it, too.
Competition, tough competition. My problem was I never charged enough when I had my own place. I tried really hard to get the work, so I didn't bill enough. That was a big mistake.
KO4 ACX. Yeah, that's it. You got to watch that. You can't. You want to be the cheapest guy out there so you get the work, but you don't want to be the cheapest guy out there so you get the work.
And that's exactly what I did. I had more work than I could do, and I wasn't making near as much as I should have been making per job. And it got old. So I quit doing that. Busting knuckles too much for too little.
And that's, unfortunately, that's what's happening to a lot of them. And as cars are getting more complex, guys are getting out of the industry and just don't want nothing to do with it anymore.
Or if you keep up with the tools, if you keep up with it, it gets easier, not more difficult, right?
Yes. The tools do make it a lot easier for you a lot of times. But there's just some of it that you got to know how to work on this stuff and figure it out. And just like what you're doing with computers, sometimes they don't operate like they're designed for some reason, and you got to figure out why. It's doing what it's doing.
When I went to Greenville Tech for 2 years to learn how to work on cars, after I thought I already knew everything, and I found out how much I didn't know. And they did teach me a lot about things that I thought I knew about. But while the instructor was telling us, you know, why the calipers were built the way they were and what advantage that had based on that design, I'm thinking, wow, that's why they do that. That makes sense now. So yeah, you gotta keep up with the training, and you gotta keep up with the tools, and then you know it's easier instead of more difficult. But that costs money, so you gotta charge money for that.
Yep, and that's the thing. These guys aren't willing to invest in themselves. Most of the ones I deal with, they have set skills they're good at. And they don't want to learn anything outside of that. They don't want to learn anything new because they think they know everything, and that's the way it's going to be. And you can't do that. In this day and age, you've got to stay on top of it or you will be left behind real quick.
It was back then, it was the body guys that built their shop with anchors in the floor and hydraulic presses so they could stretch a frame back out to where it was before a wreck, and were really, really handy at sheet metal and bodywork. Those were the guys that didn't feel like they needed an education. They felt more like they could be the educator instead of, but the mechanics that worked on the engine and transmission and brakes and that kind of stuff, so at least the ones that I knew, they knew they had to go to school to keep up.
Generation out here doesn't. They think the computer will tell them exactly what's wrong with it, and that's it. And then they want to use that as a crutch. Well, it told me this. It gave me this code. This is what's wrong with it. It's not that easy. And then a lot of them don't realize how involved computers are in control of everything. And a lot of cars can be fixed with just a reflash or a reprogram on stuff that manufacturers wrote the wrong code for or put the wrong tolerances in. So they don't understand that because they don't want to learn.
Back in the day when I was doing it, we had the people that could figure it out, and we had the people that just replaced parts until it was fixed. And you didn't want to get one of those parts replacers. You wanted to get one that could figure it out and only replace the part that needed to be replaced or tweak the setting that needed to be tweaked.
you know, a lot of that stuff was done manually back then, but now it's done through electronics, and it's not that easy to tweak it.
One night I was putting an engine back together, and I lived out on Highway 290, over there where they sell Christmas trees. I used to have a house right there on the road, a farm, at 8 acres of land right there. And I had a garage, detached garage, and I was working on an engine. I just got it back from Jones over at Doc Green's in Travelers Rest. He was the mechanic in the basement at that Napa store. And I had put it all back together, and I rode down 290 and turned around there at Lynn Road and got out and looked at it, and the exhaust manifold was glowing red hot. I had that timing way off. It was retarded. And that made that exhaust manifold glow in the dark. So from that point forward, I always knew if that happened, you got to get on that timing.
It's too far advanced also and cause problems. So, I mean, it's a very technical field, and like I said, guys just, they want somebody to tell them, this is what's wrong with it, go put this part on. When I was with the dealership, we had guys that did that. When they got a car in, they just go survey the dealership to see what was wrong with it instead of actually diagnosing it themselves.
Well, you pay less, right? The other ones are the ones that get the promotion, and they're the ones that get paid more. Isn't that the way it works? Doesn't it still work that way?
Well, they might make more an hour, but they're making less money because they're on flat rate and they're having to waste their time helping this guy. But I'm going to clear out. I've got a customer on the truck, so I'm going to say 7-3 today. Be careful out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
All right, catch you later. That flat rate caught me, too. W4DJW clear.